Everybody, and here again the obligatory Monday evening car park boo waiting for my son, as per usual. Lots of things that have been going on. I've been reading quite a few books recently about radio. That is sort of coincidental in lots of ways. I've read a book by Mark Radcliffe not long ago. I just read one of the Chris Evans, his latest book. And I know a lot of people don't like Chris Evans. And there have been times when I've not liked him very much, and I'll be quite honest, I've never listened to him too much on the radio because I don't like that sort of style of DJing, if you know what I mean. But a newfound respect for him in some ways, because he's certainly cleaned up his act, and I've read both of his books. I've forgotten what the first one's called, It's Not What It Seems, is that right? Something like that. And the last one, Memoirs of a Fruitcake, which is very good indeed, and, you know, when he was sort of really going through the doldrums and everything. But now I'm on to reading a book by Phil Jupitus, who's quite well known in the UK, and I didn't realise, actually started life more or less as a stand-up comedian and pretty much abandoned that to go into radio DJing, something he'd always wanted to do, and he's always had a huge love of music, a bit like myself, I suppose. So I've been getting into thinking about that, and it's one of those things that I'd love to get into myself. I was never particularly interested in becoming a DJ or anything like that, and as I may have recounted before, it's one of those things that I sort of drifted into, and I'm very glad that I did, because I really enjoyed doing it, and it's something that I think I've, you know, feel that I'm reasonably good at, and have got obviously got better at over the time, and I'd actually like to explore that a bit more, as I said, and maybe do, you know, what I've done up till now has been primarily music based, which is obviously where I'm coming from, and lots of it. I'm a music person, but I do enjoy the speech side of things, especially having got involved in doing things like audio booze and YouTube videos for the past 4 years and things like that as well. It starts to make you think about, well, actually, you read these books and you think, well, actually, I wouldn't mind doing some of that, you know, giving it a go and having lots of interest and, you know, as a challenge as much as anything else, I think, as well, is to try something. You know, could you do a show like that? Could you do a talk radio type of show where you could talk about different subjects? I feel that I could because of my my spread of interests, and, you know, whether it be current affairs or anything really, particularly. But you never know, do you? You know, you put yourself in that situation. But if something come along. And now I'm in that position where I possibly could take something, but there's never those opportunities. And I realise I don't come along very often, and I'm hardly likely to come along to someone like myself, although I have done a certain amount of radio. But it's all been unpaid. That's the other thing around here. I could do other radio, I could do hospital radio and things like that, but it's never interested me, never tempted me, because it's not the type of radio that I want to do. I'm not a radio person. I've always been a music person. And now I've got into, I suppose, communication. And that's because I'm doing the videos, as I said, and the audio booze, and even blogging and things like that to a certain extent as well, is that you feel that you're communicating to people, especially when they respond to that as well. But now we've started talking, or I certainly started talking about the Hastings Rock, the radio station that I'm involved with. We're only allowed to broadcast once a year, or generally once a year. We do it in May of most years. And we're only allowed to broadcast for a maximum of 28 days at a time. And we're now talking about sorting that out, the application for this May, which I think it starts on the 30th of April, actually, because we always start on a Saturday, the nearest Saturday. So we're interested in doing that. And I'm talking about a person who helps me out on lots of shows, who one of those people, a bit like myself, who sort of drifted into it and has got more and more involved by helping out with the station, now wants to sort of take things a little bit further and to get even more involved. And they were saying, what show are you doing, Andy? I want to help out and all this. And she's just booked a whole week's holiday. You know, that's the sort of commitment. I mean, okay, I do it. I went in before when I was in work. I used to take a week's holiday to do that. But I was DJing. Okay, I used to do it when I was a helper as well, to a certain extent as well. But that shows you the commitment. That shows you how people get involved in it. And because the station that I'm involved with, as I said, it's got a very much a community feel. It's a local station. It's a rock music station, as the name sort of suggests as well. So it's all people who love their music. Yes, they might love radio, but there's a real community feel to it and a family feel to it. I think that's fair to say. And I think that's the reason that she likes to get involved. And she's going to help me. I should be doing a show between midday and 4 p.m. On the last week of the broadcast, which is at the end of May, for say, for 5 days, for 4 hours, and she's going to help me on that, which is great, because it's good to have someone, as much as I enjoy doing that, it's always good to have someone who helps you out, because the modern DJ has far more to do than just play records, I know, or CDs, or even MP3s, should we go further down the line now, it's changed even more. So there's more to it than that, especially in a small station like that. We haven't got producers, we're the only person, if you're there, you're the DJ, you're the only person in the room, if you know, in the building type of thing. There's nobody else to help you. There's nobody to answer the phones, to sort out the, you know, the emails and the texts and the Facebook groups and things like that that come along now. So it's great to have someone there to help you out with that. And also to bounce off of, to get ideas from, and you know, do you think this can work? And they'll give you ideas and that as well. So it's one of those things that I'm sure I'm going to be talking about a lot more in the future. I could go on and on and on for hours about this, as I have in videos before, if you're interested, on the Andy Mooseman channel on YouTube. So that's something that's certainly building up. But that's it started earlier this year, I think, and partly because of that, Dawn, this particular girl who helps me out, getting in touch and sort of thinking, right, oh yeah, right, and getting things organised a lot earlier than before. Normally you don't know what shows you're going to be doing until quite a bit nearer the time, but I haven't got to worry about work this year either, so I might even end up doing more shows, but that's another tale for another day. Anyway, I'm going to leave it there. Thanks for your time. I'll speak to you again soon. Goodbye.